This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Overall, prices in the economy in March crept up 0.3%, which is the same thing that they did the month before. Year-over-year inflation was 2.7%. That is higher than the month before. That makes four solid months of overall inflation not doing what everyone wants it to do, which is go down. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York and is here to talk about it. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So the overall level of inflation in the economy increased. That's not good.
No, it's not. Although there's a little bit of relief in the markets today. We got quarterly inflation numbers yesterday that were worse than expected. And then we got March inflation today, which turned out to be as expected, except that that's a survey that was done last week when we thought inflation was lower than it was in the quarter. Anyway, point is 0.3% increase in inflation headline and 0.3 excluding food and energy. People were thinking it was going to be a little bigger than that.
So maybe when we got quarterly inflation data yesterday and the markets completely freaked out, the fears were overblown because things aren't quite as terrible.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the way traders are reading it. January inflation, it turns out, was worse than originally reported. It was revised up, and that inflation increase carried through the quarter. Income growth in the quarter was up at a 7.2% annual rate. That's a huge increase. But real disposable income slowed down significantly. So we're talking about a significant loss of spending power. And I think that's why surveys of consumers show that their confidence in this economy is eroding fast.
Okay, because I saw the numbers for personal income and personal disposable income without taking out taxes and inflation, and they were up quite a bit. And I was just like, I don't recall my personal income going up dramatically. So where is this coming from? But I guess when you count inflation, you see that it's not that big.
Yeah, inflation's still taking a huge bite. And that's why looking ahead to the Federal Reserve meeting next week, they're going to leave rates unchanged again. They're probably going to dissuade us from thinking about rate cuts in the immediate future. Inflation is still much too high.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Sabri.